Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh,
and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 345 shows and counting this evening. This is just wonderful, everyone. This radio platform, all of us coming together and standing up and speaking out for all the, our animal friends in need and distress. And I want to welcome everyone on all aboard, all you new listeners. Hope you enjoy the show and keep spreading the word and keep coming back. And also, all you returning listeners, thank you so much for all your support and, you know, keeping this show going and keep going. You know, a total success. All the former guests, amazing, giving all the information and being very informative. And you know, inspiring all of you to take action. That is the key to unlock the door for all positive changes to be made. We are strength in numbers, everyone. That's Ray Bittner. She keeps telling me that, and it's so true. Mama Cat. And she's listening tonight and love all her support. And but I just want to go over a couple things before we do get the show started. Voices Care for Animals comes on live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. I will be taking calls later in the show. And this is the same number every Thursday, everyone. So if you want to keep it in your contacts, you know, to listen by phone, or you can even use Skype. Area code 310-982-4270, and that'll put you in the queue. Press the 1 if you want to speak with any comments or questions to the guest. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, and that's Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. 163 shows was on her TS Radio Network, and I was the host back in June of 2014 to March of 2018, and she helped me get Animal Advocates Radio started. So big shout out to Marty Oakley. She has some hot topic shows and articles on the PPJ Gazette, and that's how you can get to her shows, helping out the elderly. This list is huge, everyone. And love your support. You know, multitask, whatever you have to do, because when we all come together, we become stronger and better. And that's when we're better together than apart. If we stay proactive and optimistic for animal rights, elder rights, children rights, all the above, then we see positive changes coming about. So it takes teamwork to see any of that victory, everyone. Let's work together and, you know, call your state legislators or email them. And you can, you know, search, find my state representatives And then once you do, you give your zip code, and it'll lead you right to them. And then you could contact them by email, write letters, make an appointment to, you know, speak with them, or the phone number. And please keep this in your contacts, area code 202-224-3121. And during business hours, Monday through Friday, they'll ask for your zip code and ask to speak to your state representative or your state senator. And then whatever issues you have, try to be polite and professional, and you'll get your word over better and your issues. And please don't stay silent, or because silence only brings more problems, and let them prevail. But I want to give a big shout-out also to Animal Advocate Alliance, and they're going to be starting up a animal radio show soon, and I will keep everybody notified on that, all about animal radio. And they do have a website, Animal Advocate Alliance, and that is also on Facebook and Twitter. If you please go by Twitter and follow, or on Facebook and press like. And also they got a on the Twitter all about animal radio on there also. So we are working as a team. Gary Bowden, big thank you to him and all the animal advocates that's on that website, because I am posting on there as Mama Bear. That's my name, Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a shout-out to all everybody that's helped me promote this show, because I am a one-woman operation here. So on Twitter, the followers, all you animal advocates and animal lovers, activists, on Facebook that's involved, the friends and followers and family, and also on LinkedIn and also Pinterest, all of them, and everybody's working as a team, and that's what it takes, strong team effort to see those victories. And I wanted to, with all these issues we have out there, there's a lot going on in the world, and it's troubling right now over in Ukraine, and civilians and children and animals are getting innocent that are getting killed, losing their homes. Everyone, please say some prayers, because this is devastating, mind-blowing. War is ugly. It's evil. It's nasty. And there's a lot of innocent people that's dying over there and losing homes. And please say some prayers for peace, because that's what we need here. We're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals, so we got to make the best of it. And whatever you could do to help out, because they need our help. They're traumatized, living in fear and anxiety, humans and animals. So this is terrible, and hope for peace. Let's keep hope alive for peace, everyone, and help these animals that need help over there and these humans. I believe there's over 1 million people that has already left Ukraine, and the destruction is terrible. I mean, it's mind-blowing, gut-wrenching, and I just can't believe it. So whatever we can do and find peace, you know, all we are saying is give peace a chance, okay? But I'm going to bring my guest on, and it's going to be another great show. Welcome her back, Dawn Stanford, Buster's Vision Nonprofit Incorporated. She is the project manager and administrator for BV Facebook Social Media. And I want to welcome her back. This is awesome. I have my guests on more than once. There's no limits coming on. Keeping in contact, the more, you know, exposure, the better. See how progress is moving, inspiring all of you to do what, you know, you have to do to help out, because they can't do it alone. And nothing is free out there. So, but I want to welcome aboard. Hey, Don, how are you this evening? Welcome back.
I'm doing well. Thank you, Debbie. I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm just trying to look at this world that we're living in, and it's ugly, okay? It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
We got so many issues. The inflation is going skyrocketing. We got the war going on, and we got all these issues with the animals. So we got to be out there speaking out and helping out, all of us stepping up to the plate, because we got to do what's right, you know. And, I mean, we're headed to the 22nd century moving forward, and it's not looking good, you know. So I know I'm not going to make it till the 22nd century, you know what I mean? So and maybe that's a plus. But anyway, doing pretty, you know, hanging in there, trying to do what I can do with this on the radio and on the social media, because I also hang, you know, stand up for elder abuse, and that needs help also. I did like over 75 shows with Marty Oakley several years ago.
Wow.
And it's like pulling teeth, okay? And we're all going to become the elder abuse, God's willing, you know, so
we got to think
about this stuff. And there's a report from the National Center on Elder Abuse. There's over 5 million elderly get abused, neglected, or exploited a year. I mean, what is going on here? This is terrible.
That's just wrong, but I believe it.
We're supposed to respect them. You know, we're supposed to respect them and treat them with dignity. And, you know, and treat them.
Absolutely.
It's terrible what's going on. You know, I look at it and I was like, come on, we could do a lot better than this. You know, I know there's a lot of good millions of people out there that are helping out, the good people. Then we got to stand together against this wickedness and evil and terrible, I mean, abuse, neglect, because the animals, the elderly, you know, and the children, they do not have a voice. They're helpless and voiceless, you know, defenseless. So we got to do what's right here, you know. We got to enjoy this life because, you know, we have birthdays every year. So we got to think about that. We're going to be walking in their shoes sooner or later, if God's willing.
We all are, yes.
Yes.
If God's willing, right. And elderly people don't deserve to be treated that way. Nobody deserves to be treated that way. Elderly, animals, children, nobody deserves to be treated that way. But when you're, you know, elderly and when you're a child or you're an animal, you don't have a voice. And we need everybody to step up and be the voice for those people and animals.
That's
and fight
right.
for
if
what's
we
right
don't.
For them because they can't.
Yes, agreed. Yep. It's terrible, Don. You know, it is. I hate to, and I can't say, oh, it's a wonderful world out there. Everything's going good. You know, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have
no.
to be their voices because if we don't, they don't stand a chance and things are going to get worse. You know, so I do have a group, Help Stop Elder Abuse, on Facebook, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, ask to join, help out, whatever you do, multitask. Because when we all multitask and not just, sit, you know, stick with one calls, hey, you see some results coming out. Because there's millions and millions of people in this world, Don. I mean, it's unbelievable. So please, everyone, and I got to... And Diane Lynn Echo, she has a new group started for me, Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, that just started up a couple of weeks where you can go and listen to the podcast or you can share them, archive shows, because all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that wonderful? So all the shows you did, Don, are all archived.
That's
that
awesome. Yes, I saw that she had started that, and that is wonderful. That's just awesome because not only, you know, are there your upcoming shows or current shows for that week, I guess, but the ones that you've done previously as well. People can find those easily.
Yes. I mean, of course, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, also, and search Voices Care for Animals or Animal Advocates Radio, and it'll pop up all the links. And it's it'll be 345 shows tonight. Isn't that something? And I will keep going, Don.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I know you are. I know you are. You do so much for everybody, the animals, the elderly, and doing your shows and bringing voices for the elderly and the animals all through the airwaves. So that reaches a whole lot more people, too, and it's just phenomenal what you do. Amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because I got, you know, I do my best, you know, and also on the PPJ Gazette, Don, if you want to find any of your shows.
I know they're all there. I always go to the PPJ Gazette and look at not only the Voices Carry for Animal shows, but Marty Oakley shows as well. I've listened to some of those. There's a lot of stuff on the PPJ Gazette that's very informative and very interesting.
Yes, it is. And on the right-hand corner, I'll tell the listeners, you know, you can search Voices Carry for Animals, and it'll give you, once you press that, it'll give you all the links of the shows on the right-hand column. Listen and share 24/7. On bottom of the PPJ Gazette, you can share from the bottom of each promo or article. And on Blog Talk Radio, the left side of the screen where the icons are, you can also share from there. Press and send, you know. So, and I want to really thank you for all your help and support, because you really helped me out, too. You know, help promote the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, help in interest. And
I try.
Facebook
I do what I can.
Hey, you got to
like you say, I do what I can.
Too.
It's all about teamwork.
That's right. Exactly. Strong teamwork and staying proactive and keep going. And, you know, we all get down and out because we want it to happen overnight, but it doesn't. So we have to allow time and inspire more people to come with us and join us to help take that action, because we could talk about this. Every problem on this radio platform as much as we want, but until we take that action, guess what? You know, you got to take that action. No question.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yep.
That,
but you want to go ahead.
That's the key,
and,
is taking action. We can talk about all this all day long, but taking action is key. You've got to do something about
these
things. Or they're never going to, you know, get help. They're never going to progress and move forward and get solved and get solutions to them.
That's right. We got to be part of the solution, not the ongoing problems, you know.
Right.
And keep
and
up.
Doing nothing,
I mean,
is part of the ongoing problem.
That's right. And not look the other way and say, oh, I'll wait for the next person to take action.
The person
or
to,
somebody
else will do something about it. You be that person to do something about it.
That's right, because our voices matter every day. Our actions matter. I mean, just by, what I do, it's not just the radio, but doing, you know, taking, spreading it on social media that I'm on and groups I admin, you know, trying to get the word out there, inspire people, hey, you got to take action with me, because when there's only a handful of us, we're spinning our wheels. But when there's a village, watch out.
Right.
Because the stronger and better we become, we have to stand together and go against what's wrong out there, whether it's for the animals or the children or the elderly or whatever issues out there in society. You know, Don, they say, we blame it on society, but we are society. So there we go.
Okay,
there's the answer. So we can just blame it on society as long as we want to, but if we do nothing,
we are
expect no changes.
Right.
Yeah, so, and I'm so glad Animal Advocate Alliance is getting a radio show together. Gary Bowden, he's awesome.
Oh, yes, I saw
that
and I heard about that, and I'm so excited about that. I can't wait to get into that and see how that goes and see what that's all about. That's real exciting.
Yes.
I'm real excited about that. I
know.
Can't wait for that.
because I am a family team member on Animal Advocate Alliance. I remember their post and everything. They gave me access with, you know, Animal Advocates globally. So please check it out when you can. You know, they got some interesting
stuff on
there. Animal Advocates Alliance, everyone, website, also on Facebook, and they, you know, promote my shows, too, on their Twitter and Facebook and website, all three of them. So we are a great team together. You know, I said, we got to stick together, stand together, and don't let no nonsense come in between us, you know, no drama and all this other stuff, because I'm not in for competition. I'm in it for change. You know, they always say, I'm not in
for
money. I'm in for change. You know, so
this is
ahead.
Not a situation or issue. These are not issues where competition, where it should be competition. If we're going to, for animals, we need to be in it together, not competing with one another. It's definitely not about competition. Again, it's working as a team. It's working as teamwork. You have to do that. It can't be a competition when it comes to saving animals and helping animals. It has to be teamwork. So that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yes, and you're. I agree with you totally. That teamwork is so important. Teamwork rocks and teamwork wins. That's the name of the game. Because if you think about it, everywhere you go needs teamwork. Every organization,
mm-hmm.
business. Right? Everything needs, even at home, it needs teamwork. I mean,
true.
You can just get, the list goes on. And if there's some that don't, you know, do anything about anything, there's issues. It's a slowdown, a reaction. Because once those victories hit, I mean, I'm inspired to just keep going. I don't want to stop there.
Yeah.
I said, look at this, you know. Whether signing petitions, writing emails, making them calls to legislators, hey, I'm going to do my part. And it doesn't take that long. So what we can do, our actions really do matter, everybody. Every effort counts. You know, I hear excuses, oh, nobody cares. It's all about money. You know, it's all about the greed bullies, you know, the narcissistic people that only care about themselves. I hear everything. I said, but once you get a large number of people coming together, the power of the people, things will change. You know, so you have to, you know, take that step in the right direction, everyone, and take that action because that's what matters, okay?
Absolutely.
That's where we see the changes. And the victories are not going to happen overnight because when I see a victory coming in, I want to do the victory dance, happy dance, Don. Wow, don't you? I'll be yelling real loud, same thing.
Happy dancing in my kitchen.
Clap my hands, you know, and I just keep going. So, everyone, keep that, be proactive and optimistic because that's what it takes. Stay positive. Bring the negative into the positive. But anyway, Don, I'm going to go ahead, and our topic is going to be live trapping and relocating wildlife from your yard is inhumane. Okay, and everyone from Buster's Vision Nonprofit is on Facebook, okay, and also a website. Check it out because it's awesome. And I've had them on several guests on from Buster's Vision over the years, several times. You know that, Don? You know, if I look back, so if you search Buster's Vision and either on the PPJ Gazette or Blog
mm-hmm.
Talk Radio, you're going to come up with
mm-hmm.
who the guests were.
Yeah,
know?
we've Buster's Vision has done several shows with you now, actually, I think. Starting back on, now I'm drawing a blank. I'm having a senior brain, and I'm not even a senior. Not the show you have now, the other one. What was it called? I'm sorry.
it was Marty Oakley TS Radio Network.
Yes, that. We had shows going back
host.
To there. Yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not too long ago, but, you know.
No, it's not too long ago, but few years ago, and every single time we've been on, it's been fun, exciting, and informative, and such a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you.
Great. But go ahead and tell the audience how you got started and a little bit about Buster, too. I'm sorry, I want to get that in, you know, at the beginning, because of what's Buster's vision about? But if you can give a short story about that, and then we'll go into the wildlife thing. That way they know. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Buster's vision is about it was started by our wonderful founder, Bobby Evenson, because of a dog named Buster who was born with, I can't remember exactly what it's called right offhand. He was born with, because of overbreeding, he was born with something wrong with his eyes. He had an eye disease, and he was adopted out to a family, and they had to spend a lot of money on putting drops in his eyes and things like that. And he was either born blind or he ended up going blind. And because of that, Bobby started Buster's Vision nonprofit. Because of this puppy Buster, to bring attention to puppy mills and breeding issues, and you know there are thousands and thousands, millions of dogs all over the world that need adopting. Instead, you know, these people are breeding dogs, and so Buster's Vision was started as kind of education on that issue, as well as many other issues, and to, you know, point out the things that can happen from breeding dogs, and that there are tons of healthy, available dogs and shelters all over the place that need adopting.
Yeah, those puppy mills are something else. I wish they treat the animals so bad and so, you know, inhumane, and they don't have a life. So it's like, you know, there's another issue. I've had shows on that too, Don, and it is sad and sickening how they're crowded together. They had no room to move.
They're prone to disease, and they're in the most horrible of conditions. That's another, like you said, you've had shows on that before, and I'm sure you'll have many more shows on that that is a huge concern. It's a huge problem because people think, oh, well, I want a purebred, or I want this kind of dog, and I want that kind of dog. And so they get them from breeders, and that's, you know, that's not the right way to go. And yeah, that's a huge issue. And we have concerns about that too. And like I said, I know you've done a lot of shows on it, and I know you'll do a lot more shows on that. So I think we may have even done a show with you on that once before on puppy mills, but this one, I would like to talk about a topic that not a lot is talked about, I don't think, and maybe even people don't realize that when they live trap animals, that's not a good thing. When they live trap wild animals, and it's not a good thing. Wildlife animals, and I have a lot of experience with wildlife animals because I rescue and raise, and then release back into the wild healthy animals that can be released back into the wild, wild animals. And I have a lot of experience with wild animals. Wildlife animals might choose locations in or around people's homes, sheds, decks, and crawl spaces underneath people's homes and in their yards because animals can find places that they think are safe and dark and quiet places to raise their young. And so then people see, you know, wild animals in their yards and in these places, and they don't like it, and they freak out. Ah! And when they're confronted with wildlife living up close in people's homes and backyards, some well-meaning people, you know, but upset and harried homeowners often resort to what they see as the most humane solution, which they feel is live trapping an animal and then relocating it in, say, a lush, leafy park or other faraway natural area. You know, it's a common belief among people that live trapping and relocating animals is a humane solution to wildlife conflicts they might be having with animals. People think, well, at least I'm not killing the animal. You know, I'm not putting poison out for it, and I'm not harming it or doing this with it or that with it. I'm giving it a chance. I'm live trapping it, and I'm just going to go release it somewhere else. And they think that that's a humane solution. But I want to bring to everyone's attention that that is actually, that couldn't be further from the truth. In reality, it can actually be detrimental for the animal, and in most cases, it's illegal to live trap and relocate animals. Wildlife animals, I mean, but although people mean well when they try to, you know, when they want to relocate animals, the animals don't, when you relocate an animal, they don't just settle in quickly, no matter how inviting their surroundings may seem, their new surroundings may seem to a human. In fact, the odds of survival are heavily stacked against any animal who is dumped in a strange area. I mean, think about this. Take it from the animal's point of view, okay? You live trap an animal, and then you take it away from its home. Wherever it is in that area, that's its home. And now the animals are suddenly in an unfamiliar place. They're disoriented. They don't know where to go to find shelter, food, or water. They're in another animal's territory and will most likely be chased out or attacked, and they don't know where to go to escape predators. And if they're mothers, they will desperately run around and search for their babies that they're now separated from. And baby wild animals are completely dependent on their mothers for survival. And if a mother is trapped and relocated, now her babies are going to die of starvation because the babies are totally dependent on her. so it's when you... What I like to ask people to think about is, think about this, okay? You take a human being and you kidnap that human being, and then, you know, you put it in a car and you drive that human being as far away from civilization as you can get. You take it away from its home. You take a mother away from her children, and her children are left behind at home. And you take a mother away from her children, you take her in some strange location where there's nobody else, you take away her, you know, her driver's license, her identity, her wallet, her money, and give her nothing, leave her with nothing, and take her away from her babies, and you dump her in a strange location where there's no houses around that she could go knock on doors to get help from. You take away her cell phone, she doesn't have a cell phone, and has no resources around her whatsoever. Do you think that woman's going to survive? And do you think her babies are going to survive? What's going to happen? No, they're not going to survive. That's the exact same thing that you'd be doing by relocating a wild animal. And take squirrels, for example. Squirrels are very territorial, and they will fight to the death to defend their territory, and they don't allow just random unknown squirrels into their area. They will chase them away from food sources. They will chase them away from trees and prevent them from building nests in the trees. Like, in every tree, there's at least one or two squirrel nests. in every tree. And then here comes an unknown squirrel trying to make a nest in that tree. Well, all those squirrels that already live in that tree and in that area will chase that squirrel away and not allow that squirrel to build a nest in that tree. And so they'll chase the squirrel away, and then the squirrel will run away to another tree and to another area, try to build a nest there. We'll get chased away from there, you know, and on and on and so on. And squirrels will even fight, like I said, to the death to defend their territory. And they'll chase unknown squirrels away from food sources. I feed all the squirrels and wildlife out in my backyard and front yard, and I've seen them do this. I've seen them chase, you know, other squirrels that aren't known to them from other areas will come, and they'll chase them right away from the food. So I go out there, and believe it or not, and I yell and scream at them like little kids, hey, be nice. And they actually stop and listen to me. I don't. One of my nicknames is the Squirrel Whisperer, because I've done this for so many years, and they actually kind of have started, you know, to listen to me. And they'll stop and look at me, and they'll be like, "Okay, sorry." So that squirrel, you know, will be able to come back and get some food. But you know, that's not the norm. That's not what happens, you know, everywhere. Squirrels will chase other squirrels away from food and from food sources. They won't allow them to build a nest. So squirrels will they have no shelter. They'll have nowhere to go to get away from predators. And in fact, a 2004 study of gray squirrels who were live trapped and relocated from suburban areas was done. They were live trapped and relocated to a large forest. And that study showed that a whopping, staggering 97% of those squirrels disappeared from their release area or died. That's a 3% chance of survival rate for these squirrels. 3%. That's it for these squirrels that are trapped and relocated. And so then you have other problems with live trapping an animal. There's several other problems. Live trapping animals, they can actually become injured in the traps themselves, even though, you know, you're not meaning to harm them when they're in the trap. What's an animal going to do if it finds itself in a trap? It's going to try to get out, right? So other problems with live trapping is they can become injured while trying to get out of the trap. They could break or hurt their teeth, beaks, claws, feet, hands, mouths, head, faces. Depending on what time of year it is, if they're actually left in that trap too long and, you know, the trap isn't checked often for a wild animal, depending on what time of year it is, they could die of exposure. You know, if it's winter time and, you know, it's really cold outside, and so they're stuck in this trap, they can't get back to their nest for, you know, shelter and to get warm. And if it's summertime and it's really hot outside, they could actually die of heat stroke. And so also, if you trap an animal that happens to be sick, and then you relocate it somewhere else, that could be transporting new diseases or parasites to an area in which they didn't already, you know, previously exist. So now you're, you know, making a whole other population of animals sick. And of course, there's always the chance that you could trap the wrong animal in the trap. You know, say you're trying to trap an opossum or a squirrel, which you shouldn't be doing that either, but you could actually, you know, you could accidentally trap someone's cat or a bird that you're not intending to trap. This is a very touchy subject for me. I have a neighbor, or where I used to live before, my neighbor was trying to live trap squirrels and relocate them. And he caught a bird in there, a blue jay. And blue jays are a protected bird in the area that I live in. So now he's illegally trapped a protected bird, and that poor bird And then what he would do is he wouldn't check. He would leave. He would leave his house for like 8 to 12 hours at a time, and this animal is trapped in that trap for that amount of time. And this bird, this blue jay, was hurting itself trying to get out of the trap. It split open its head and damaged its beak and hurt its feet. So you could trap the wrong animal, and animals can become hurt in the trap. And live trapping, live trapping and relocating animals is not a long-term solution for many reasons. If you trap one animal and then take it away, you think, okay, well, now I'm rid of the problem. Well, not really, because another animal will just come and take its place. The only way to alleviate the issue of wild animals making homes in your home, near your home, in your yard, and if you don't want that, is to prevent the issue from recurring and take the most humane route for the animal, is to change the conditions on your property that allowed the issue to happen in the first place. There are other things you can do, like if you have any places in your yard where the animals are getting in, you can fix and repair access points. For example, if they're getting under your deck or a crawl space in your house, seal those up. If they're getting into your shed through a hole that's been created, seal that up. Make sure the doors are shut tightly. You can make sure chimneys are capped. And definitely do not leave pet food outside overnight, because any animal searching for food, they're going to eat your pet food. They're going to eat your pet's food. Pick up, make sure garbage cans are properly sealed. If you have fruit trees in your yard, pick up any, fruit that has fallen down on the ground, and pick that up and get rid of it. So just make sure that your yard doesn't really attract wild animals to it in the first place. Live trapping and relocating an animal is not the answer. It's very detrimental to the animal and the animal's babies, if it's a female and she has babies. And the key really to that is making your yard as unattractive as possible, so the animals won't want to come there and live in the first place.
That's some good advice there, Dawn, because if you think about it, there's a lot of wildlife out there, raccoons, squirrels,
mm-hmm.
possums,
mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure, and they got a tough out there in all weather conditions and everything, so
yeah.
We got to do what's right, to make them comfortable. Because they're outside 24/7,
Yep. They're outside 24/7. They don't. So they're, they don't. They're not animals that come that come inside that you would bring inside, but they are still searching for a warm place to, live and raise their babies. They're searching for a warm, comfortable place, like any animal would be to raise their babies.
Because
they do have to stay outside 24/7 in all kinds of weather conditions, and freezing
storms,
cold weather and really hot weather,
cold, everything, snow,
north,
and so we got to think about them too, because they got it rough. I know there's like 6 or 7 squirrels around this property, and you see them running, and they're seem happy. And but it's like you look at it and say, well, they got to live through all this weather conditions. Once you have these hurricane watches and stuff and bad storms and very, very hot weather, bad humidity. So whatever we could do and make it better for them. Because
mm-hmm.
all lives matter, everyone, even the animals, And we got a caller here, Dawn, if you want to take it.
Okay.
Area code 719. And we got, and this is right down her alley, okay, a former guest of mine, Ray Bittner. I call her Mama Cat. Meow. And you probably heard her too, Don. But anyway,
yeah.
Mama Cat, how are you? Welcome. Hey, I love all the support. She's part of the Voices Carry for Animals family, too, like you are, Don. You know?
And yes.
Diane
yes,
and
Echo
brought a bunch of us. Yep, all guests are become. Once they come on here and all the members of Voices Carry for Animal Support Group, we're all family. We're working together. Family of animal advocates. But go ahead, Mama Cat. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Doing
hey,
well.
We're making it, okay? It is crazy upside down world we're living in. Backwards.
You know, I wanted to stress the point. I do TNR, trap, neuter, release. And I belong to many, many groups of TNR people. I used to run about 75 different groups. And my biggest issue with trap, neuter, return is people set these traps and then they walk away. They go sit in their car,
yeah.
They go do whatever. And like you say, in my area, in my yard, I have, it's like Dr. Doolittle. I have skunks, raccoons,
it's
squirrels,
it's the same way
cats,
in my, oh my gosh, I'm deer, just like you. It's in the same
have,
way, it's the same way in my yard. And, but see, I like that and I welcome that. Some
I
people
do
don't, but
I, welcome
I like
myself.
It and I welcome it. And I actually, I take care of all my wild animals out there. So, but, a lot of people,
don't
want that
trapping,
in their yard.
I don't believe in trapping and relocating any wild animal. Now, I have trapped many skunks. Them little buggers are quick. They smell that cat food and holy moly, they are in the trap. But I come prepared. I carry a plastic shower curtain or two. And I throw it over the trap so I don't get sprayed. You know, I learned by that one. And then I open the door and let them out. In Colorado, where I'm from, it's highly illegal to relocate any wildlife, especially raccoons, skunks, squirrels. Possums, they're not real strict about, but it's still illegal. You know, because we
yeah,
have
they're
the
not real strict
here.
About possums because possums are actually a little bit different. Possums, they have their babies, and their babies are in a pouch. And the babies are, so the babies are in the female's pouch. And the possums, they don't kind of make their home in the same place. They're what's considered a traveling or transient animal, in meaning that they will go, they don't have just a certain one den that they live in and sleep in. They will go from place to place and place. So they travel anyway, and then their babies are in their pouch, and when they're older, they're actually, you know, they travel on the mama. So it's not as detrimental to a possum to trap it and relocate it as it is other animals like squirrels and skunks and foxes and raccoons and things like that.
You know, and these wild animals form family units. And and I can only speak from my experience, and I also am a wildlife rehabber. I've got a tree, a very large tree, and I've got normally three families of raccoons that are in that tree every single year. And they bring their babies down to me. And, I mean, it's the cutest thing. But a lot of cat caretakers for feral cats get all up in arms because the raccoons come and eat my food. Well, there's a couple things you can do. Pick the food up before it gets dark. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, I said that.
There.
That's one of the
I
things,
mean,
because if you leave pet food out when it gets dark, wild animals will come to your yard and eat it. They will.
Absolutely. Yep. Skunks, too. But then again, I've had raccoons, skunks, and feral cats all on my front sidewalk in my yard eating out of separate bowls. And not one of them messed with the other. Nobody cared. But when the cats walked away, the raccoons would definitely go make sure that there wasn't anything left over there.
Right.
You know, but some of these animals, when they're, people don't take into consideration, when you're taking, let's say I trapped a raccoon in my yard. I was sick of her eating my cat food. So I trapped her and I, like you say, drive away, dump her off somewhere. Now, in Colorado, we have the bubonic plague, and raccoons are highly susceptible to that. And
every
few years, we get a really bad, you know, like last year and the year before, skunks got hit really bad. We lost within the city limits probably 35% of our skunks, which a lot of people didn't really care about. But they're still animals, you know.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't really care about that. Yeah, well, that's the thing. All these animals that we're talking about right now, most people see them as quote unquote nuisance animals. But to me, there is no such thing as a nuisance animal. They are not nuisance animals to me. They are precious lives, just like a dog or a cat or a bunny. All animal lives matter, and so they're not nuisance animals to me. And you talked about it being highly illegal in Colorado. It's illegal in most. It's highly illegal here too in Texas, where I live. It's illegal to, first of all, live trap the animal. It's illegal to transport the animal, and it's illegal to dump them off somewhere. It's very illegal. But a lot of people don't even care about that. They're like, I just want to get rid of this animal. They don't even care that it's illegal, so they go ahead and do it anyway.
Right. Yeah, a lot of my cat pages, I've had people say, you know, that they've done it. Look, I screenshot it, and I send it to whoever authority, whatever state they're living in, and I don't care if they like it or not. If you're putting on a public forum, in our public forum, that you are breaking the law and potentially harming an animal, I will screenshot it and I will send it to the DNR or the wildlife department, whoever's in charge in that area.
Right, right.
It's not
good
acceptable.
No, it is not.
You know, I mean, we live in the mountains or on the side of a mountain, and I look at it this way. If you didn't want the wildlife, why did you move to the side of a mountain?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
They were here long before you got here.
That's right. They have
you
their
know,
place
even people
right to live on it.
That's right.
Even
and as
yeah,
far
even
as
people,
moving them, I mean, transporting rabies and the viruses and diseases that a lot of these critters carry is potentially going to wipe out that area too.
Yeah, exactly. If you're trapping a sick animal and you're taking it somewhere else, now you're making, you know, that animal population sick too with disease, rabies, parasites,
right. And they're gonna,
what have
you. Like you said, they're going to wander because they're not going to be accepted into the area right away. They're going to have to wander till they find an area that's suitable for them. And in
if
the meantime,
they do,
they're
if
they spreading
don't get killed
rabies
by
or
other
whatever.
Animals first or starve to death.
Yep. You know, so this is a very important topic. I'm glad you're talking about it because I think more people need to talk about it, you know.
I think
people just think they can do whatever they want.
Yes, more awareness.
Yeah, they think
more,
they can do whatever
you know,
they want. And the sad thing is, people think they can do whatever they want, but the sadder thing is they don't care. Oh, it's just a wild animal.
Right.
Ew, it's just a squirrel. Ew, it's just a skunk. Oh, my God, it's an opossum. Ah, get rid of it. They don't care, but they should care. Yeah, it's eating my cat's food. Well, don't leave your cat outside.
Yep.
Don't get me started on that topic anyways either. You know, don't leave your animals outside unattended with their food. Don't do that. Don't get me started on that subject either. But if if you're even leaving bird feeders in your yard overnight, trust me, because I know this, animals will come and eat that too at night. Rats will come and eat it.
Oh,
yep.
So I even have little
tiny any kind of food out at night, if you don't want it to get eaten by a wild animal, is in no-no.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, like I say, I do feral cats, and, you know, we have food out day and night. And I look at it this way. The cats know when I put the food down, come and eat now. And if there's anything left, the raccoons and squirrels can have it. Got another caller.
They got to all eat. They got to eat something, you know. They got to survive like us humans.
If they got to all eat, then they got to all have a place to live, et cetera.
Yes, that's right. And they have every right to live on this earth like we do. We're all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. You know, so they got to eat. You know, anyway, Mama Cat, hold on. I got another call coming in. You can just stay right on air, okay? I appreciate all your help and support on everything. Everybody, I mean, I've met so many guests, you know, on talking to them on the show and callers, and some of them even came together and started working together. It's great. Made a team, you know, so.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Strength in numbers. Eric, 724, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Questions or comments for Don? Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Debbie. It's Diane.
Diane. Another big supporter. Yes, thank you so much, Voice Care for Animals family team. I love this. Pitbull Diane. She has a We Love Pitbulls on Facebook group. Yeah, but thank you for all you're doing. But go ahead. You have any questions or comments for Dawn?
You know what? I won't keep you. I just wanted to know, well, first of all, Dawn has some really good points, and she sure did make me change my point of view on this a lot. How would we find out, you know, if it's what the law is in our specific area?
What you can do is either you can either call or find your state's wildlife and game website. It's called something different in every state. Here it's the Texas Game and Wildlife Department, I believe.
Yeah.
But your fish and game, some places it's called Fish and Gaming Department.
DNR.
Places like that.
The Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, those kind of places. Like I said, in each state, the name I think is a little different. You know, it's your fish and game department or your gaming department, Department of Natural Resources, those kinds of places. You can either call them or get on their website. It's just my personal opinion on the Texas one that we have here. You might have to search for the information a little bit because it was kind of confusing to me at first because don't get me started on this subject either, they do have a squirrel hunting season here. Unfortunately, even then, okay, so you need a permit to legally trap, transport, and relocate wildlife. But you need to get on one of those websites or call them and find out exactly, if it's legal or not, what you need to do. And even during hunting season of squirrels, like there's not like a fox hunting season or anything that I'm aware of in places. Heck, there might be, I don't know, but there isn't here. But they will tell you on their website or over the phone, whether it's illegal or not and under what circumstances you could potentially do it in.
Ladies, we got one minute down. This hour goes so fast. But Dawn, I want to thank you for coming back on.
Let me tell Diane.
I'm running out of time. It's going to shut down in for 40 seconds. And I want to give out. I want to really thank you for coming on, and I hate to cut you off like this, and have you back on again, okay? And keep up the great work you're doing. And next week, everyone, we got Nicole Rojas coming back from Wild for Change about elephants. So all you elephant lovers, please tune in, or animal lovers too, because once you love animals, you love them all. But we got 10 seconds left here, and everybody have a wonderful and safe evening. Thanks for calling in, Mama Cat and Pitbull Diane, and all your support and help. I love it. And all the supporters out there. But please tune in next week, okay? And Don, I'll be in contact with you, and Mama Cat and Diane and the rest of you, okay? You're great, great team players. Good night, everyone, and have a safe evening, and may God bless you all. All in hand, united we stand.
Good night.
Against all animal cruelty, neglect, and cross land. Good night, everyone. Good night, Don.